Parshas Achimot starts off with the Avodas Yom Kippurim, that we have three parshios regarding the Moadim. We have Amor and Pinchas and Re'ei. So in Pinchas is listed off all of the Musafim. So there's a list of Musafim that you bring on Yom Kippurim. Then in today's parsha in Achimot, you have a list of separate korbanos, different set of korbanos that you bring on Yom Kippurim for the purpose of gaining your kapar. The Gemara has a machlokes ha-tanaim regarding the aisle. All the korbanos are different. The set of korbanos here and the set of korbanos Pinchas are different, they're unrelated. The Gemara has a machlokes ha-tanaim regarding the aisle. Ha-makan hu ha-ma b'chum shapkudim. Is it the same aisle or not? And we paskin, yes. That it's mentioned twice in the Chumash, but you only bring one aisle, you don't bring two. So that's a pella, why is it mentioned twice? If it's the same aisle. So the Chochmas Sodom quotes the famous explanation from the Vilna Gaon. We won't go into it. The end of the Sefer Chochmas Sodom has a Matzeves Moshe. The Kuntra is dedicated in memory of his son who died on Purim. Son's name was Moshe. So he quotes there his Mechutnas Pshat, quotes Mechutani Hagro, quotes the whole Pshat from the Vilna Gaon, the whole fantastic Pshat. The din requires, the Mishnah say, the din requires that Avodas Yom Kippurim must be done by the Kohen Gadol. This is the only Avodah that requires a Kohen Gadol. You look in Parshas Vayikra, the simple reading of the Psukim say explicitly that you need a Kohen Gadol for Par HaMedav Shel Tzibur, and you need a Kohen Gadol for Par Kohen Moshiach. When a Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeg, he has to bring a special Par. He can't bring a Kizbo Asira, like a Head Yod. He has to bring a special Par Kohen Gadol. So the simple reading of the Chumash implies that you need a Kohen Gadol to do the Hakrova. That's how Rashi reads on the Mishnah in Megillah. Ein bein Kohen Moshiach b'shem min ha-Mishnah v'Kohen Ruger b'Godim alam par ha-boh al-kol ha-mitzvahs. Rashi says that the par ha-landola shel tzibur has to be offered, the Hakrova has to be done by the Kohen Gadol ha-Mashiach b'shem min ha-Mishnah. Kohen Ruger b'Godim cannot, even though he's a Kohen Gadol, cannot do that avoid. Tosfos is masig on Rashi and says that it's not true. That even though that's what it sounds from the Chumash, that you need a Kohen Gadol, you require a Kohen Gadol to do the Hakrova of the Par Kohen Moshiach and the Par Kohen Gadol, the Sifrua learns that from Adrasha that it's not so. And the only Avodah that requires a Kohen Gadol Ikuva is on Yom Kippur. All year long you don't need a Kohen Gadol, even though the Chumash sounds like, explicitly, like Rashi said, it's not so. We don't follow the Chumash, we follow the Sifrua. The only time you need a Kohen Gadol is on Yom Kippur. There's a big question, the Kesef Mishnah, his commentary on the side of the Rambam. The first siman, the first perek in the very beginning of Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, quotes a Ritva. He rarely quotes a Ritva who raises the issue, and then other Rishonim and Achronim discuss it exactly how much of the Avodas Yom Kippurim requires the Kohen Gadol. Everything from A to Z, even the Tmidim. Meaning that are brought on Yom Kippurim are not because today's Yom Kippur. Today's a day like every day. So you need a Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah is described the Kohen Gadol did everything. Is that Min HaTorah or is that only Midirabbanan or is it only L'chad Chila? Maybe the Yevid would be good without a Kohen Gadol. So that's maybe only the only thing that needs a Kohen Gadol Min HaTorah is what's in today's Parshas in Achrimah. Maybe what says in Pinchas Min HaTorah doesn't need a Kohen Gadol, maybe it's only Midirabbanan. So that's a whole discussion. The Kes Mishnah quotes the Ritva, who starts the discussion, and others have more to discuss about that. Based on the simple reading of the Psukim, it appears that the Avodas Yom Kippurim is divided into three parts. The first unit of Avodah is done in Big Day Zohar, what the Kohen Gadol wears all year long. Then the middle unit of Avodah is done in Big Day Lavan. Then the third unit of Avodah is done in Big Day Zohar. That's a simple reading of the Chumash. The Gemara says, "Kala parshik." The Gemara says in Yuma, "Kala parshik kula suva ala seder chutz min amikra hazer." That one of the psukim is out of order because we have a halacha Moshe Mitzina. The Chumash Tvilas v'asar kiddushin toivel kain gadol mekadosh bo bayom. That the kain gadol has to go to mikveh five times. Every time he's about to put on big dikuna, he has to go to the mikveh. Whenever a person gets a Tosefes Kedusha, he has to go to mikveh. When a non-Jew comes to convert, he has to go to the mikveh. A ger has to go to the mikveh because he's going to be endowed with Kedushas Yisrael. When the Kohanim were chosen, the Bechiras Kohanim, as long as a child is born, his father's a kohen, so the Mela the child is a kohen. He's not the he's not initiating Kedushas Kunin. But when the Kohanim were chosen in Chumash, so it says that they all had to go to Mikvah because they were going to be endowed with Kedushas Kohuna. And the same is true whenever you have a Kohen and he puts on Bigdei Kohuna. So the Gemara said, Bizbanshi, Bigdei Malayim Kunasim Alayim. Ein Bigdei Malayim Ein Kunasim Alayim. True, he's a Kohen when he's not wearing the Bigdei Kohuna, he's not allowed to go to the cemetery. And he's not allowed to marry a grusha, even though he's not wearing big dekuna. But when he does put on the big dekuna, he gets a tosefes kedusha. Now he has a higher level of kedushas kuna. He has kedushas kuna shebamigdosh. Before he only had kedushas kuna shebigvumen. So whenever a kohen is about to put on big dekuna, every day of the year, whenever a kohen is about to put on big dekuna, he has to go to the mikveh. Because when he's going to put on the big dekuna, he will be receiving an additional level of kedushas kuna. So the kengor lan yom kippur does the avodah in 5 units. He first does the avodah in Big Day Zob, then in Big Day Lovin, then Big Day Zob, then Big Day Lovin, then Big Day Zob. So each time he's about to put on, each time he takes, when he wakes up in the morning, he's wearing pajamas. When he's about to put on the Big Day Zob, he has to go to mikveh because he's going to receive a new Kedushas Kunin. He takes off the Big Day Zob, then he's going to put on Big Day Lovin. So for 10 minutes he didn't have Kedushas Kunin Shabbat Mikdush because he took off the Big Day Kuhuna. So when he's about to put on the second time, the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, each time he's about to put on Big Day Kuhuna, he has to go to the mikveh again. He's going to be receiving an additional Kedushas Kuhuna. Then there's Aloch, you have to do Kiddush Nadayim Raglayim before you put on, as you're about to put on Machlokes HaTanoim, and we're asking you do the Kiddush Nadayim Raglayim after you put on the Big Day Kuhuna, before you do Avodah. And when he finishes doing the avodah, when he's about to take off the big dekuna, when he finishes the avodah, so that's what the Gemara says. We have a loch on Moshe Messina, Gemira, Chamish Tvilas, Vasar Kiddushin, Toivel Kain Gorl, Makadish Babayom. He has to divide the avodah into 5 parts, not into 3 parts. When you read the simple reading of the Chumash, it sounds like the avodah is divided into 3 units, Big Day Zob, Big Day Lov, and Big Day Zob. And the loch on Moshe Messina says not so. So that's a problem. So why does the Chumash mislead us? Why is it written, Shalai Allah Seder? So the Vilna Goyen has his whole fantastic shot. The Chacham Sodom said this is one of the 10 kashas that the Vilna Goyen farefed. Tzveidinim, a whole briska story. Tzveidinim, one din here, one din there. A whole fantastic story. He answers this too. But leaving out the Vilna Goyen's pshat, it's a big question. So Rav Velbala Soloveitchik is going to say from Chumash quotes in Malchamas, he quotes the Ramban on Maseches Yuma, who has an interesting suggestion. It's in the Chodesh Dikah's suggestion. He says that if you'll follow the way it says in the Chumash, you'll be Yotze the Seder HaVoida. The Avodah Yom Kippurim has to be done ala Seder. If you do Shalal ala Seder, you're not Yotze. But the way it says in Chumash, that's an acceptable Seder. Now, do it in 3 units is also good. There's Aloch al-Moshe Misinai that you should do the Avodah in 5 units. So if you'll do it in 3 units, you'll be Yotze the Seder HaVoida. You won't be Yotze the Mitzvah of doing 5 tvilas and 10 kiddushin. If you want to yotze, then if you want to fulfill that additional din, so we'd recommend you should divide the avoda of the big day lovan into 2 units. So the 2 units will be number 2 and number 4. And memela, then you do some avoda big day zov in the middle. So you'll chapara and you'll gain another kiyum that you have chamish tvilas for asar kiddushin. But if you do the avoda the way it's written in chumash, you will be yotze. It's also good the way it says. So Soloveitchik once made a suggestion, which is printed in one of the several collections of drushas of Rav Soloveitchik. So one of them, he has this suggestion that the Beis Halevi says Achidish, which other Gedolim say as well, that we have on the Hebrew calendar, we have 2 Yamim Tovim when we celebrate Matan Torah. We celebrate Kabbalas HaTorah on Shavuos, we say Matan Torah Seinu. And then Yom Kippurim, the Mishnah says, in the end of Tainus, Lohei Olehem Nisol Yomim Tovim, Yachamishah Sabav, Yom Kippurim, Shebehem and Oisisol Yotzes, the girls would dance and the boys would find Shiduchim. So the Gemara says, what is the celebration all about? So Bishleim, Yom Kippurim, we understand, it's a Yom Kabbalah Sator. That's when the Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Uluch HaShnias on Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara sounds like it says, the last daf in Tainus, that on Yom Kippurim we're celebrating Kabbalah Sator. So the Achrenim ask Akasha, what do you need 2 holidays to celebrate Kabbalah Sator, Shavuos and Yom Kippur? Shouldn't it be enough with 1 holiday? So what, Shavuos you celebrate Ma'amin Hasina, the proclamation of Aseres Adibus, and Yom Kippur you celebrate Moshe Rabbeinu coming down successfully with the Luch HaShnias without smashing him. What do you need 2 holidays for? So the Rav Shlomo Levilna has in his Sefer, and Binyan Shlomo, and the Beis Halevi has, and others suggest as well, there are two parts to the Torah, this Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shemalpeh. So that's where they say Shavuos is a celebration of Kabbalah's Torah Shebechsav, Yom Kippur is a celebration of Kabbalah's Torah Shemalpeh. Just arbitrarily, out of Kasha, Astira A and B. So the Torah says Tzvei Dinim, Torah Shebechsav, just arbitrarily. So the Beis Halevi gives a whole Hezbe. Shlomo Levilna doesn't really give Hezbe, he just makes the statement. And the Beis Halevi gives a whole explanation. He says, the plan changed. The original plan was that Kol HaTorah Kula was going to be written on the Luchas. There wasn't going to be any Torah Shebal Peh. And he brings rice from the Zohar, from Gemaras, like that. And then after the Shviras HaLuchas, the plan changed, and the Baruch Shalom decided, now we have to have a Torah Shebechsav and a Torah Shebal Peh. And the second time around, the Luchas only had the Aseres HaDibros, didn't have Kol HaTorah Kula written on it. That's the Beis Halevi has such a whole aridus. So that's why this makes sense. That's why on Shavuos was Kabbalah Sater, the proclamation of Aseres HaDibros, and the original plan was that that's going to be the whole story. There's just going to be Torah Shebechsav. There isn't going to be any Torah Shebal Peh. And after the Shviras HaLuchos, then the plan changed, and it's from that time on that we have two Chalokim to the Torah, and Yom Kippurim is the day on which we celebrate the receiving of the Torah Shebal Peh. It's interesting that one of the Jewish historians in Germany from over 100 years ago wrote a whole essay where he shows that there used to be a parade in Alexandria for years and years. He used to have a parade on, 770 has a parade on Lag Baomer. So in Alexandria, they used to have a parade on Shavuos that those who... they were karayim that they were fighting against. So those who followed the Rabbanim, who believed in the Torah Shabbat Peh, used to demonstrate on Shavuos, on Yom Kippur. Used to celebrate on Yom Kippur. As if Yom Kippur is the day to celebrate the Kabbalah of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe that's why the Chumash B'davke misleads us. He writes the Aseidah Avodah in such a way that if you won't have the Torah Shabbat Peh, you'll do the Avodah improperly. You'll only do it in three units. So Madaf, I'm coming to the Torah Shabbat Peh to know what's the correct way to do the Avodah. Part of the Avodah, it says in the Chumash, V'loch achakoy midam apor midam hasoyer. So the Gemara says, Ma'arvin l'kronis. You mix together the dam apor and the dam hasoyer before you do this week on the four corners of the Mizbeach. So the Tanoim were bothered with the Kasha, if he's going to do V'loch achakoy midam apor midam hasoyer, it's not going to be 50-50. One of them is going to have much more dam than the other. Normally, the par is a big, fat animal, and the soyer is a skinny one. So usually, the dam apar is going to be meruba haladova yodu hu she dam apar meruba midam asor. Once in a while, it'll be the reverse. It'll hold the kli under the neck of the par only for 2 seconds. Hold the kli under the neck of the soyer for 10 seconds. It'll have more dam asor than dam apar. Normally, if you hold the kli the same amount of time under the neck of the point, the neck of the sword, it's going to be much more dumb. But whichever way it's going to be, there's one chance in 5 billion that it's going to be exactly 50-50. It's not going to be 50-50. So the Tanoim were bothered with Akasha. Whichever one is more than 50% should be Mevatel the other one. So at the end of the day, you're not going to have... the other one is going to be Batel Berayv. So when you do the Zrikas, it's only Damapur. Or in the event that you have Damasar Merubim Medapur, it's going to be only Damasar. So this led to a whole machlokes satanaim. So Rabbi Yehuda derives from this pasuk that when you have a tarubis of lach balach, min b'minoi is ain't a bottle. Min b'minoi is not bottle, and everything remains intact. It's damapar, damasar, everything remains intact. And the tanaim, we don't, Rashi paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. And Tosfos says we don't accept that Rashi. We don't pasken like that Tana Rabbi Yehuda. We pasken that like the Chachamim, that even lach b'lach min min is also bottled b'roid min ha-Torah. Ay, but the Chapasik, what do you do with the Pasik? So the Gemara gives a different explanation. Mikan la'olin. Rabban and Seif, in this Pasik we derive that things that are oilah, gabi ha-mizbeach, she'ei mevatlam zezeh. That's a discussion. What does that mean? Why should oilah not be mevatlam? What kind of a halach is that? So that's, there's a famous run in the Dorim. On Daf Nun Beis, Amir Aleph, it was a gigantic run. It cannot takes up the whole Amir. He gives a whole explanation. That's a famous run. All the Paskim talk about that Ran Bariha is what the Ran gave over here. Today is the 21st day of Sfira Seimer. Today is the first day that we have a Shaila. How are you supposed to count Sfira Seimer? Are you supposed to say Hayom Esrim V'Yechod Yomim? Are you supposed to say Hayom Echod V'Yesrim? So the Magen Avraham, until today there was no Shaila. No alternatives. And today is a Shaila. So the Magen Avraham says, we can learn it out from the Parshas HaShavua. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes, the Gemara learns out from Pesukim, Tanoim learn out from the Pesukim, that when the Kohen Gadol does the Zrikas Hadam, Achas Lemaila, the Sheva Lemato, he has to count separately. He has to count, and he has to count separately. Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas Shnaim. Doesn't count 1 to 8. He counts 1, then he counts 1 to 7. So the question is, when he says Achas, then he does Achas V'Achas, what does he say the next one? Does he say Shtaim V'Achas, Shovlish V'Achas? Or does he say Achas V'Shtaim, Achas V'Shovlish, Achas V'Yarma? So there's a discrepancy between what it says in the Mishnah and what it says in the Braisa. So the Gemara says, what's the Nukudas HaMachlekes? Which number you count first, the larger number or the smaller number? So the Gemara says, not a machlokes, marki asrei, a marki asrei. Each Tana lived in it, the two Tanaim lived in different parts of Eretz Yisrael. And there was a different minhag hamakom. When you're counting numbers, is it the correct usage in speech? Is that you say the larger number first or the smaller number first? So whatever the accepted way of speaking is, in your Medina, that's the way, whenever there's a mitzvah that has to do with speaking, so you should speak, there's a hidden mitzvah, to speak in a normal way, the more correct way. So if you come from that area that it's accepted that you say the larger number first, so you say the larger number, you say the smaller number first, so you say the smaller number first. So the Magen Avraham says, how do you count Sefiras Omer on the 21st day? The Shaila begins today. You say Echad V'Yesem, and you say Esem V'Yechad. So the Magen Avraham says, no, it's simple. We all talk Yiddish. Alle reden nach Yiddish. In Yiddish, you don't say 21, you say, you don't say 20 and 1, you say 21. So it's a dead giveaway. Since everybody talks Yiddish, so you say Echad V'Yesem. So based on the klal that the Magen Avraham gives, so the poskim say, it's not a klal in a biblical Hebrew. The Magen Avraham doesn't say that in a biblical Hebrew you always say the smaller number first, because it's just not true. In Tanakh, in Chumash, you have both ways. In Chumash, most of the time you have the smaller number first. In Nevi'im HaKesuvim, most of the time you have the larger number first. But you have both ways, in Chumash and in Nevi'im HaKesuvim. So the Magen Avraham doesn't say that you follow biblical Hebrew, because it's also not correct. In Chumash Gufa, you have differently. In Nevi'im HaKesuvim, there are more times that you have the larger number first than the smaller number first. So the Magen Avraham says, we follow this Gemara that says Marki Asrei, or Marki Asrei. So if you follow that, so today in Eretz Yisrael, in America, and in England, most of the people do not speak Yiddish. Most of the people speak English, or they speak Israeli Hebrew. So in modern Hebrew, most of the languages all over the world, maybe there's some Arab countries where they count, they say the smaller number first, but most of the countries they say the larger number first. So based on the klal of the Magen Avraham, we should really count Sfira the opposite. You should really say Hayom Echad V'Yechod, Hayom Esrim V'Yechod Yomim.
One of the
last years,
we did Sfira.
Maybe we've been doing it wrong for a long, long time. Years ago, they used to talk in English also like that. 1 and 20. They didn't say 21. We should change everything over. So there's a journal that's put out by Shalavim now, Hamayan, put out by the Poelei Aguda, I think. So they finally put in an essay about this topic. So the guy writes, based on the poskim, should count faker. And he writes that some of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael count svira faker. That's what I've been tining for many years. I remember once he asked Rabbi Gifter. So he said, no, it was nikvah, you count like that. It's not nikvah. The poskim don't say nothing was nikvah. They say that Magen Avraham quotes from the Gemara. It's not Nikva. Magen Avraham was covered because he spoke Yiddish. Then the parasha has a dinam of Shechet Bachutz and Mala Bachutz. There's an Issa Koris for one who Shechutech Chutz on Karbonos, and there's an Issa Koris if a person is Mala Bachutz. He's Makta Karbonos Bachutz. That's the name of the perik in the end of Zvochim. Perik HaShechet V'Amala, next to the last perik in Zvachim. Perik HaShechet V'Amala. That if one is both Shechet Bachutz and Mala Bachutz, it's Chayv Tu Chatois. If he did B'Shegik, one Chatos for Shechita Chutz, and one Chatos for Mala Bachutz. then the Torah repeats the prohibition against eating dam. Sheikh Adam, Kores, one who eats dam is Chayv Kores. The Rambam writes that the shear for dam is Kazayas. Rashi also writes the shear for dam is Kazayas. So that's a question. Why should it be Kazayas? It should really be Revias. The Rambam says that the shear for Oichlim is always Kazayas. The shear for Mashkim is always Revias. So I come over here at Kazayas. And the Minchas Chinuch talks about this earlier, Parshas Tzav, when the Torah first writes the prohibition of dam. So he says, Minchas Chinuch thinks that since in the Loshon of the Chumash, the verb that uses ish ish m'beis Yisrael asher yochel kodam, it says yochel, it doesn't say yishte, but since in the pasuk the verb that's used is yochel, so this establishes that the shir is kazayis as opposed to revis. There is a me'iri in the beginning of Erevin, where the Gemara talks about the pasuk Eretz Chita, Sarev Gefen, and Tein Averim, and the Gemara has a comment saying Mars and Broch is also around Daf Mem Aleph also. The Gemara says, "Kol haMikra hazeh kulo l'shiurim ne'emar," that there are shiurim that depend on chita, sar, gefen, teinu, v'rima, and each one of these has a din that a shiur and halacha is relevant. So the Gemara says there about the kazayis, that rov shiurim are kazayis. So the Meiri quotes that din that dam is kazayis, but he writes dam karush. So it sounds like he's saying if you drink liquid dam, then it's he doesn't elaborate on it. If it sounds familiar, if you drink liquid dam, the shear would really be revias. If the dam congealed, then you're eating it in a solid state. If it's dam kosh, then it's kazayis. But if you drink it in a liquid state, then it's going to be revias. I don't know why the one who published the Meiri put all the footnotes on the bottom, Simcha Zisel Brody, made the Meiri into three volumes. He used to be a skinny malink. He used to be Meiri and everything. He used to be very skinny. So since he's made into three fat volumes, so he has a long footnote on this. He thinks that it's a misprint. I don't know, why is it a misprint? It's good the way it reads. He thinks that it's a misprint. So Rashi Teva is a whole fantastic mahalachias. Or it could be that maybe Rav Chaim Valojana says this. The Chayyotim has this. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyotim. How much soup do you have to drink in order to say a Baruch HaKohen? You have to eat a kashir. So how much is the shir? So the Chayyotim quoted by the Mishnah Berurah says the shir is kazayis. It's not a revias. Why? Because mashkim, the shir is revias, and mashkim means a beverage that you drink when you're thirsty. But soup is not a beverage that you drink when you're thirsty. It's a food. It's a liquid food that you eat. You eat your soup in order to fill yourself up. So he says that not all things that are liquid are considered mashkim. Only beverages that you drink to quench thirst is a mashke, and the soup is an oichel. Rav Moshe has a whole attack against this chayyotim. He thinks that it's not correct. He tells you what the chayyotim is based on the Gemara in the end of Yuma, the last paragraph. But he thinks that the chayyotim misread the Gemara. But if you should assume that the chayyotim didn't misread the Gemara, if you assume like the chayyotim, maybe that's the word over here. There are nachrim who do drink blood in the slaughterhouses. A lot of the shchayrim who work over there, they like to drink the blood, mamish, damash anashama yotzeba. They think that it's very healthy. The pasuk says, "Rak chazak levilti achol adam ki adam u'anevish." Rashi quotes two opinions from the Tanoim. Torah has to say, "Rak chazak," not that which meshugan is going to want to drink dam. The Rashi says, "You need chizak even on things that no one wants to do." And then he has another pshat. No, maybe the lochrim do. It's in the slaughterhouses, the nachrim think that it's very healthy. They drink mamish the dam shanashama yotzebo, the dam that gushes out right away. But they don't drink it to quench their thirst. They drink it like soup. They think that it's very healthy. So it could be if you say like that chayyotim. Of course, the shir is kazayis. It's not revias. It's an oichel. It's a liquid oichel. Not everything that's liquid is considered. The Gemara says that a raw egg is considered an oichel. Gemara in the beginning of Beit Zadav Gimel. A raw egg is considered the oichel. That's not considered a mashke.
Explain a little bit what the different types of dam are. What's the rice
in the fauna? Dami
harm
versus dam
traditional?
Dami, the dam shanashama yotzeba has kares. The dam that comes out, when you cut yourself, you start to bleed a little bit. So that's dam. So when you cut the neck of the animal, so a little bit of blood comes out, but the animal is not going to die from loss of that blood. So that's an isa dam, but that doesn't have kares. The kares is only on the dam that comes out later. The Gemara says, how do you know? So the Gemara says, the color is going to change. So the dam which comes out, which causes the animal to die, that's called dam shanashama yotzeba, but that has kares. The dam that comes out before and after that, is also an Isa, but it's not Karis. Then you have Damayvara, means the blood that's in the capillaries. The blood that's in the arteries, that's solid blood. The blood that's in the capillaries, so that, Tosfos shows from the Gemara, that Damayvara Shalom Pirish, if you have a raw piece of meat, and it doesn't have, you wash it off, it doesn't have any blood on the surface, so then you're permitted to eat it, because kol dam that kol zman that the dam hayvarim is lo pirish, the blood in the capillaries wasn't squeezed out, so it's considered chelik of the basar. If you take that piece of meat and you squeeze out the dam, then it becomes an isa dam. That'll be an isa deraisa, but it won't be karis because that's not dam shanashama yotzibo. Dam hayvarim shepirish is an isa dam without karis. Dam hayvarim shelo pirish is mutter.
So when we saw the meat, we're only taking out an isa derabanan.
No. No, raw meat is mutter to eat the way it is. But if you're going to cook the meat the way it is, then the dam is going to come out in the cooking process. Then it's going to go back in. So when it comes out, it becomes awesome. When it goes back in, it's going to make everything tray. So we happen to paskin, there are more paskins, the dam shadishla is only the rabbanon. Once you cook the dam or you salt the dam, it's only the rabbanon, because it's not roy lizrek al gabi hamizbeach. You can't be zorik dam evushol or dam shemolcho. You won't be yotz if you zorik it on the mizbeach from a korban. If you zorik that, you have to be zorik all over again. If you cook the dam before you zorik it, then the whole korban is possible. You got to do it all over again. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. In office for the dam shebishlus and isa deraisa derabban. So the mechaber, it's unclear how the mechaber paskins, but there are more paskins clearly. The dam shebishlus is only derabban. Dam shemolcho is only derabban. But the reason why we salt the meat is because we're not going to eat it raw, we're going to cook it. So when you cook it, the dam is going to be pirish, then it's going to go back in. So then it will be dam she pirish. But if you're going to cook it, it'll be dam she bishla. So the worst it's going to be is only the rabbanon. At the end of the day, it's going to be the rabbanon. After cooking it, it'll become the rabbanon. Because when it didn't cook it, then if it's going to be pirish, it'll be the rice. Shogunach, they say, let's say you have a raw piece of meat and you rinse off the surface and you eat it. So that's muta. But the minute you bite into it, then you squeeze out part of the blood. Then you got to rinse it off again. Each time you got to rinse it off again. Because you just made it into dami varm shapirish. But the blood in the capillary, the blood in the arteries, that's not called dami varm. That's like a bottle of blood. Like dam in the heart.